This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is the Monday night edition, and our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And you can call in and talk about, well, whatever you'd like to talk about. We have some things that some of us have brought in for show prep today. We talked about this several Mondays ago, where Mr. Van Morrison, who is the artist, the musician who wrote Brown Eyed Girl from Northern Ireland, he called on fellow artists, that is, stars and, you know, rock people and musicians of all different kinds.
Rock people.
Yeah, not scissors people or paper people, rock people, yeah.
Oh, okay, not like the crab people.
Not like crab people.
Crab people. People.
Yeah. He called on, you know, these stars to join with him and protest the lockdowns and the COVID-19 ridiculousness that all the governments have been putting in. So following up with that, he is actually going to release several protest songs against the COVID-19 lockdowns.
Looks like at least three of them.
At least three, and we'll tell you more about that. I have something on him from the Rolling Stone as well as something official from his website. Additionally, from Bitcoin.com, apparently there was some sort of a data dump, data leak, or some sort of perhaps a Wikipedia, or not Wikipedia, what do you call it, WikiLeaks type of thing, where some documents were released implicating five major banks for moving trillions of dollars for mobsters, OneCoin, and drug cartels.
I wonder if that includes TD Bank, Bank of America, and Chase Bank, the three banks that closed my accounts because I was buying Bitcoin.
We will get to all of the banks, the five that are specifically named, the five major ones that are specifically named in that data. And also something you brought in, nobody, the CDC. This is from CNBC. The CDC says it erroneously posted guidance that said the coronavirus spreads through the air and travels beyond 6 feet.
Right, which is the whole point. This wrong guidance is the whole point behind the mask. Otherwise,
right,
you wouldn't need the mask. Plus, social distancing.
Right. So, again, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, if you'd like to get on the air and talk about any of these things or anything that's on your mind. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
So, I just wanted to kick things off tonight. I've named the title of the show Break Up the United States because I have this article from the Philadelphia
Inquirer.
Make
America States Again.
Pretty much. And now this isn't written by anybody that I'm aware of as a libertarian ilk or, you know, anybody who is, you know, anything else than
you don't have to be a regular person. Yeah, you don't have to be a libertarian to support secession. That's what's cool about secession.
Yeah.
Yeah, the great thing about secession is it means that instead of one group of people getting their way on what America is, 50 groups of people can get their way on what their state is like.
Indeed. And it's an opinion piece by a person named Chuck Bonfig. I may be mispronouncing it. B-O-N-F-I-G. From the Philadelphia Inquirer. The title is, America is Over. Let's Just Split Into Different Countries.
Bravo.
And yeah, I mean, round of applause, generously, as well.
Who's saying this?
It's a
Philadelphia
Inquirer, Chuck Bonfig.
Okay, is it an editorial?
It is. It's an opinion piece, yeah. And so it starts out, George Washington once wrote, "The establishment of our new government seemed to be the last great experiment for promoting human happiness. Judging by the state of our country today, I wonder if Mr. Washington would like to rephrase that."
Well, some experiments fail.
Oh, yeah.
So it seems reasonable to call it an experiment, and it seems reasonable to call it a failed experiment.
And you got to be able to know when to say this is over, so you don't keep going down the same road.
I think a couple hundred years.
Know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
And I think a couple of hundred years should tell us exactly enough to know that it's probably time to run.
Yeah, run to New Hampshire specifically.
Indeed.
So we can have this happen sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I would be happy to be the pioneers.
In fact, I think that the people who are running for election this year should be talking about secession as an issue, which is one of the reasons why I really am excited about Aria DiMezzo's campaign for sheriff, because she, in the first article that was written about her, I believe the Fox News piece mentioned that she was for secession at the very end of the piece. And if we have more people promoting that, whether it be Daryl W. Perry or Carly Garrickson, these other great libertarian activists here in New Hampshire, the more we can get the news out about, hey, it's time to do this before the election, because it's important to be able to talk about secession now during Trump, and if there's some crazy chance that Biden wins, you want to still be on the record of having said, hey, we should secede while the other guy was in office.
Absolutely.
And if we don't make it the first time,
try
keep trying, because if at first you don't secede, try again.
The article continues. The country has gone through many periods of strife in my time here. Assassinations, recessions, desegregation, inflation, the gas crisis, Watergate, hanging chads. I don't know what hanging chads is.
That was
hanging
Florida.
Chads refers to the George Bush, Al Gore election and the Florida recounts.
Oh, okay. The AIDS crisis, 9/11, etc., etc., and so on. Maybe it's the 24-hour news cycle or the immediacy of social media now that makes the landscape seem so bleak, but I don't recall us ever being so divided. And by us, he means the United States of America. No one in our country seems happy today. The right is angry. The left is despondent. Our nation reminds me of those married couples who try to stay together for the children, but end up making everyone around them super miserable.
Yeah.
And it really does. I mean, I still don't understand what a Democrat is. Or what a Republican is.
I don't think they can explain it to you.
I don't fully understand. Like, I can't define somebody who's on the left versus the right unless they claim it themselves. Right? If they say, I'm on the left, then okay, I know they're on the left.
Let me give it
but
to you very, very simply. Democrats are people who want to force their will on everybody at gunpoint. And Republicans are people who want to force their will on everybody at gunpoint.
I think you summed it up nicely.
I hope I cleared that up.
I appreciate that. So maybe it's time for a breakup. Yes, I know a few southern states tried this before, and it did not turn out too well. I'm thinking about something, a little less bloody, like a Brexit, for example.
Yeah.
Now, here on this program, we've talked about Brexit as a thing. And
the only problem is it isn't a thing yet. It still hasn't happened.
Yeah. Right. I actually have a Facebook page called U.S. Exit to go along with the NH Exit Facebook page.
Yeah,
50 state secession, man. Just walk away.
Yeah, and, it doesn't seem like it would be too difficult to apply it to something like New Hampshire, right? It's a small state. It doesn't have a huge geographic footprint. It would be probably less difficult, I would think, at least politically, than, we always hear about, I always heard about growing up that Texas is the only state in the union that can secede officially or something like that.
Well, nonsense.
I mean, it could be difficult if the United States federal government decides to, let's say, blockade militarily the port borders of New Hampshire.
Right.
That could be tricky.
Yeah, the question is how do they blockade our Canadian border? It would have to be cooperative between the U.S.
and Canada.
Yeah,
agreed.
Although,
but still,
Canada generally does what it's told.
Still, though, it would make life difficult if three quarters of the borders were completely locked down by the U.S. military. But the odds that they're going to be able to muster that kind of force when they're spread all across the entire planet seems a little less likely.
I think they could muster enough force to shut down the the one border for us, but then again, I'm expecting other people to try to go as well.
There's Vermont, there's Maine, and there's the international border.
Right, so there's a border to the north.
Well, that's two borders, because Vermont and Maine, it both borders on the United States.
The three sides of the state, though, is what
I'm saying. Yeah, that's true. 855-450-3733 if you want to weigh in on whether or not the United States should just break up. We've got more coming up. Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Despite years of warnings about cryptocurrency, criminals prefer U.S. dollars for money laundering, study shows. Jim Rogers predicts end of U.S. dollar dominance. Macro strategist Raul Paul says Bitcoin beats gold in every way. New crypto, sushi, plummets around rumors of exit scam. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We'll be right back.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. We are here 7 days a week doing this show from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Please adjust accordingly for your own schedule wherever you may be listening. And we do this show from the perspective of freedom, generally speaking. At least, that's my perspective. I try to always think about these topics and what we're talking about from that perspective. How does it affect freedom? Is it about freedom? How do we get more freedom? And, well, what's preventing us from being as free as we possibly can? And that's what I try to bring to the table. Our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-3733. If you would like to call in and talk about anything that we're discussing, anything that we've discussed previously, or anything you would like to bring up that we haven't discussed yet, it is called Free Talk Live for that reason.
I like those calls the best.
Yeah.
Tell me something I haven't heard before.
Yeah, or give me a perspective that's new, or, you know, oh, I might have missed something in the news that's happening.
I've definitely missed something in the news. You can always tell me something I've missed in the news. I work all day on stuff that's not the news.
It is difficult to keep up. Well, because there is so much, I don't want to use the term fake news, because your mainstream media news, it, to me, is literally just propaganda.
Of course it is.
You know,
of course. There's very little real journalism left out there.
That seems to be the case, and it seems to me that the big three or four, right, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox, and then you've got, like, CNN and, you know, those kinds of
MSNBC.
Organizations, which are all kind of owned by, like, the same six companies. Anyway, it seems like they dominate the airwaves, and, I did see a meme.
Well, you have to have choke points if you're going to control the news effectively.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would be much more expensive for the government to control the news if they didn't first herd all of the licenses they issue into six corporations.
Well, you don't need a license for television news as far as if it's not broadcast.
You need a license for a television station.
Sure, but I was going to say that you don't need it if you want to just create a cable channel. You don't have to, per se, get a license for that in the same way, at least, that you would for broadcast TV. And almost no one watches broadcast over the air anyway these days.
Regular-ass TV.
But they have a big starting point.
They've still got the choke point because the cable company itself is a choke point.
Yes, that's
true. And they're heavily licensed and heavily
nonetheless, though. If you walk down to
completely manipulated.
Well, I mean, yes and no. I mean, it's certainly owned by Time Warner or Comcast or these big cable, mega companies. But you can still
all
walk
of which
down.
Exist only because of government privilege in their current form.
But that said, you can still walk down there with a few thousand bucks a month and rent your own channel
until you say something controversial, and then they'll shut you off.
Well, probably, but they probably want the money, too. I mean, honestly, cable companies these days are having a tough time. They're having people cut the cord by large numbers. More and more people are just saying, you know what, who needs cable television anymore? It doesn't make sense in this day and age with people, they want on-demand programming. They don't want to wait for the linear time frame of, okay, it's 8 p.m., sit down for TGIF or, whatever we did 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen like that as much anymore. So they're losing money. The number of subscribers here in Keene, New Hampshire, to the local cable company, which is now what was Time Warner, is now Spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
They have been going down over the years.
How far do you think the price would need to go down before it was worth grabbing a channel for Keene and just throwing LRN.FM over it? That would be an interesting.
I'd have to go way, way down.
Yeah, I would agree.
You're only talking about reaching.
But speaking of these media companies, I like good memes. I hate bad memes. What I really hate most about memes is when there's a really good meme, but there's something misspelled on it, or otherwise grammatically incorrect.
And because a meme is a terrible thing to waste.
It is. Yeah, otherwise, how do you kill a perfectly good meme? Anyway, there's a meme floating around I thought was particularly attractive to me, and it was somebody from China that said, "I don't understand why Americans watch so much television news." And somebody said, well, why is that? And they're like, well, because in China, everybody knows that the news is just propaganda from the government.
Because it is.
Because it is.
There's no veil over it there. But, you know, in the United States, I don't think a lot of people do watch the television news. So he was only commenting on the small segment of the population that does watch it. Most of them have no idea what's going on.
I think way more people watch the news than... You know, than you do, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think you're right about that. I think a lot of people want to get away from news. They want to get away from issues. They want to get away from having to take a position or think about how they are believing about things. They'd much rather watch a fictional television show or much rather listen to music radio. That's why news talk radio, for instance, is only about 5% of any
But if they're watching, if they're watching any kind of broadcast, whether it's cable or over the air or whatever, and it's got some commercials in it, then commercials are going to be tonight at 6 o'clock,
blah, 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 bl
lives to lead and all that kind of stuff. They would like to get their information in a short period of time, and of course the news caters to that with their half-hour broadcast.
Not short enough, man.
Kind of
half hour is too long for today's busy busy people. I don't know. I firmly disagree with you on that.
I don't know. Perhaps it's
an age group thing, right? You know, perhaps because I'm 48 years old and, you know, I got, a decade on you or something?
Almost.
Thereabouts. So, you know, perhaps it's really just a generational thing, right?
Because that's a factor.
I'm older than the internet, so of course I myself watched a whole bunch of news before I sort of came out of the fog of statism.
When's the last time you watched a half hour long?
Internet, dude.
I'm sorry, what?
You're not older than the internet.
You're
older than
I'm older than the internet being commercially available.
Decades before it became public.
I'm older than the AOL free CDs that came in the mail.
When's the last time you watched a full half hour long newscast?
Gotta be 10 years or more.
Mm-hmm. You're not convincing me here, then.
You know. Well, but I'm me, right? I'm one of the rare ones that has sort of come out of the fog of statism.
How many times were you hanging out with your buddies from the bands that you were playing with, and they were watching the news?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, particularly at the hours.
I used to keep CNN on all the time.
You're a news junkie, right? So I'm not looking to get what y'all's opinions are about the news as much as the people who don't watch this stuff, which I'm telling you is like probably the super majority of people.
Interesting.
I mean, look at the ratings for news talk radio. Now, look, you also have to factor in NPR, but still, you're not talking about a large chunk of the population here. And if you look at the news channels like the CNNs and the MSNBCs and the Fox Newses, as people are dying off, their numbers are going down.
If people die off, their numbers will always go down.
The numbers of the viewers of the news are going down. They being the news corporations, their numbers are going down as their audience is literally dying off and not being replaced by younger people.
Right.
Newspapers are going out of business left and right, and it's been accelerated by
the
COVID crackdown.
Yeah, newspapers are dead. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's a few of them that survive because that's the only thing that they do. But, definitely a dying industry.
As Mark Twain said, if you don't read the papers, you're uninformed, and if you do, you're misinformed.
We'll take your calls and your thoughts here on Free Talk Live. We've got more for you coming right up.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As meetings continue on Capitol Hill regarding a new stimulus plan, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the new stimulus package and the nation's economic recovery aren't related.
I do not think the recovery is contingent on that assistance package, and As long as businesses keep open and stay open, we are in much better shape than we were, although we've got a lot of work to do.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate will vote on President Trump's nomination to fill Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's vacancy before the end of the year.
The American people are about to witness an astonishing parade of misrepresentations about the past, misstatements about the present, and more threats against our institutions.
The Kentucky Republican on the Senate floor Monday. This is USA Radio News. House Democrats are introducing legislation on Monday to keep the federal government funded through December 11th, but don't have a deal in hand with Republicans and the White House to avert the shutdown at the end of this month. Democrats unveiling a stopgap measure that will provide aid for farmers impacted by the coronavirus pandemic. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi won't rule out a second impeachment of President Trump if he decides to move forward with filling the Supreme Court vacancy. Brian Morgenstern, White House Deputy Press Secretary, reacts to Pelosi's comments.
That is a very odd threat for them to make, considering that impeachment was probably one of their worst moments during the Trump presidency, along with the Senate Democrats' treatment of Justice Kavanaugh, and now they seem to be doubling down on the same bad behavior.
And in financial news, a rough day on Wall Street with the Dow losing over 500 points. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You know how, like, all the major brands, they always have some sort of, you know, like, three-note jingle, by Menon, or whatever, that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to do one of those for Free Talk Live. I don't
know.
My voice is a little scratchy. I was gathered with many people yesterday, and there was music playing, and we were, you know, carousing and carrying on and having fun. And I'm a little extra bro-ca today because, well, when you have loud music and you're talking to people, you tend to yell at them a little bit, and stretches the old vocal cord, so... I can do a much better, low voice today than I normally can.
You're here with the captain.
Captain Kickass is in the studio and joining me today.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about this article from the Philadelphia Inquirer, which basically says, break up the United States.
But before you go on with that, Captain, you and I were both looking for information about the news.
We were, but before you go on with that,
okay.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or just meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
And the stack, and it's Ian.
And Ian, as you were saying.
Well, you had found when we were searching for like local news, great ratings, you know, over time, over the last decade, you found that all television broadcast is on the decline.
It's on the decline. Over the air style and cable style.
Right. And according to journalism.org, in 2018, viewership for local affiliate news stations, ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, declined in their key time slots of morning news, evening news, and late night news, all three on the decline. However, this year, COVID seems to have turned that around somewhat, and they have seen a boom.
COVID or the government shutdowns?
Well, right, the government. Well, the fact that people are in. So yes, the government shutdowns.
So imprisonment.
Yeah. But people
imprisonment
may have
without trial or crime or charge.
But many people may have imprisoned themselves, regardless.
Imprisonment by fear.
Well, yeah. Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have Robert from Vermont calling. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I call it a dead cat bounce before.
So, yes, I think the United States should be able to break up if it wants to.
Yes, of course.
I kind of feel like I've asked you guys this question before, but it was said at one point that the state of Vermont had seceded from the Union for a short period of time.
Mm-mm.
But it was never clarified to me whether this actually happened or not.
No, it didn't.
It didn't.
I'm pretty sure it didn't. That's certainly not in recent years. No, there was at one time a 12% belief that we should secede in Vermont, and that was during W. I don't know if they've been polled during Trump.
Okay. The time that I had learned that they had successfully seceded was in the middle of the 1700s, but it was only for a 6-year span, and then for some odd reason they went back. But
middle of the 1700s would be right around 1750, and the Constitution was signed in 1789, so perhaps they seceded from the British Empire.
Maybe you're thinking of the Vermont Republic, which was used to describe Vermont from the year 1777 to 1791, where in January of 1777, delegates from 28 towns met and declared independence from the jurisdictions and land claims of the British colony of Quebec and from the U.S. states of New Hampshire and New York. So maybe that's what you were thinking of, Robert?
Vermont seceded from New Hampshire?
And
New York.
I mean, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I couldn't.
I was going to say that if, in fact, that they had successfully seceded in one way or another, how was it done?
Well, we all successfully seceded from the British Empire, and it was done through the Revolutionary War.
Right, but I mean, there must be some kind of documentation there somewhere.
It's called the Declaration of Independence, and I quote it regularly.
I think what Robert is looking for is, you know, can we use the past as an example of how to secede today?
Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely. And the place to start would be to sign a new Declaration of Independence.
Totally agree with that. And I don't think that you should ask permission to do this either. Usually when you talk about secession, the media typically refers to the process as the following. Well, first, California needs to get, they get 600,000 signatures. That'll get it on the ballot.
You've got to fill out some forms.
And then once it gets on the ballot, if it gets voted in favor of, then the California legislature has to, vote to move in favor of this. Then the United States federal government has to vote to allow you to leave. And I don't think that we should care about the last part.
Okay, I would agree. I think there does have to be some kind of decision. I mean, if you, me, and the captain decided to just secede New Hampshire from the Union, that would hardly be fair because there's 1.5 million people here.
Yeah, I don't think anyone
they don't all
about
agree
that.
With us. But so we do have to have permission, if you will, at the state level. But
yeah,
we
what
don't
you would
need
do
permission
run
from the federal government to walk away.
Yeah, you'd run a ballot question here in New Hampshire, which you can't technically do without approval of the state government, or not state government,
well,
state legislature.
Well, you can have a plebiscite through, you wouldn't have to go through the state government.
No, what you have to do is you go through the state legislature, and then they put something on the ballot.
You wouldn't have to go through the state legislature either. Say the legislature was hopelessly corrupt. Oh, that could never happen. Have you looked lately?
Mm-hmm.
Say the legislature was hopelessly corrupt. Well, then the people could certainly set up a vote. We could create an intercoin.
Well, it's going to be hard to get that to be seen as having legitimacy. But the typical way would be to have the state representatives put forth what's called a concurrent resolution, I think, and then that can go on to the ballot for where it would then need like a 2/3, I think, majority to pass.
The problem is that since we don't know whether the votes cast have any relationship to the outcome of the election.
Well, you never really know.
Yeah, so it may be impossible to use the representative, the system of representative democracy in order to get anything done, because if the elections are rigged, and they certainly seem to be,
Well, if you have enough popular support, you don't really need a vote. You can just stop participating.
Right. That was what I was about to say. Like, if you just have enough people going, we've had enough, we're done, you literally just declare your independence, and then you are independent.
It would be hard to know without
bureaucracy necessary to be independent. You just say, okay, from now on we are, and then you have to be able to back it up.
Well, what the bureaucracy would be required for, or at least a strong voluntary militia, would be how do we fight off the United States government if and when they decide to come and kill us.
Right. Robert, anything else?
Okay, it was a great conversation. You guys have a good evening.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for the call tonight, Robert. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like myself, right? I always say I want you to be the captain of yourself. I'm the captain of myself. I think everybody should be the captain of themselves.
No matter how great this gate, how charged with punishment this scroll, I am the master of the fate, and I the captain of my soul.
Indeed. Very nice. Very eloquent.
Thank you. It's called Invictus.
I like it. So I just decided one day that I am the highest authority of myself. I am the correct person to make all of the decisions for me, and I don't need anybody else to make them for me, right? In the same way, you could get a whole community full of people to realize that, hey, we can do this as a community too, and then just declare that you are independent from the rest of these a-holes who think that they are a ruler over you. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. We've got more Free Talk Live for you coming up.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Everybody, the Monday night edition of your favorite radio call-in talk show program. This is Free Talk Live. I am your host this evening, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in the studio,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
Nobody, you wanted to give us a little more of that Invictus. I found it, applicable.
Groovy.
Who wrote Invictus?
Say what?
Who wrote Invictus?
Invictus was written by William Ernest Hensley.
Is this a book?
Or Henley.
A book
it's
of poetry?
Actually just one poem, and I've been told, although I haven't researched it, that it was like the only poem he ever published.
Huh.
But this is Invictus by William Ernest Hensley. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloodied, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
I love it.
Oh, that's nice.
I love it. That is great.
Yeah, it's my favorite poem in the world.
I might have to incorporate some of that into, some of the captainisms.
Sounds like song lyrics to me.
It does.
It could be made into a song easily.
Probably pretty easily make that into
a heavy metal version.
Yeah, total metal.
The word Invictus means unconquered.
Nice. Even better.
Yeah.
Even better. So we had been talking about this article from the Philadelphia Inquirer. It is an opinion piece, an editorial, and the headline is, America is over. Let's just split into different countries.
Yes! Finally, somebody can observe the obvious!
I read through this article before the show, and I kind of had that similar reaction. I was like, and this is from like a non-libertarian, you know, source. It's just a guy at a newspaper that's like, hey, I've observed these things, and this might not be such a bad idea.
And if even the journalists know it's going on, it's going on.
Indeed, yeah. And so the article continues, America had a nice run. And he uses the term we, so I'm just going to read it, you know, as it's written. But he says, we won two world wars. We gave the world the automobile, nuclear power, the internet, and put men on the moon.
How drunk were we last night?
I don't remember us, crawling through, you know, Verdun or anything.
Yeah, if you're drunk enough to do that, you wouldn't, would you?
But now it may just be time to admit that our country has jumped the shark. We used to be the beacon of freedom for the world. Now we are the ones with children in cages, paramilitary on the streets of our cities, and being monitored by Amnesty International.
And she didn't even get to having the largest segment of our population imprisoned of any country on earth.
Ever, of all time, in all of history.
And now I will note that we unlike China, we don't part our prisoners out, in which case you can no longer count them as a prisoner because, you know, they've been reused for spare parts. But
right.
Still, it's pretty insane.
Yeah, more than any of the Russian gulags ever had. And
wow.
Yeah, it's really frightening that more people aren't aware of that fact about what the prison population actually is in the United States.
And they don't understand why we need AR-15s. This is why we need AR-15s.
The article continues, we used to oversee other countries' elections. Now they want to monitor ours. We used to be the place people ran to for safety. Now we are the pariahs of the world, our passports unable to take us almost anywhere.
I saw a comedian on video the other night say, he was talking to somebody who said, oh, yeah, it seems like the rest of the world hates us now. And he says, oh, yes, we do. We even have a flag for it. So what does it look like? Well, just like yours, but on fire.
Yeah, we are the baddies.
We're becoming that way in perception. And
no,
the
well,
thing
I'm not
is,
those
it's
people.
Not we.
Well,
it's not me. It is, and it's not just Trump either, and it's not just the Republicans. It is the Democrats and the Republicans who have not only formed parties that are completely evil in just about everything they do, but they've joined into an alliance and rigged the system to make it impossible for anybody to compete.
Absolutely.
And that's enough reason to hang the DNC and the RNC by their necks until dead.
The article continues, honestly, would breaking up the United States really be such a bad thing? California could stand alone. They're already the fifth largest economy in the world. So could Texas, Florida, and New York. We've seen as the federal coronavirus response failed, states already breaking out into groups for survival.
You don't have to be large just to stand alone. I know everybody's always like, yeah, California will be fine. What about those little states? Well, there's plenty of micronations around the world. You know, so size doesn't matter here.
Well, and the other thing is size does matter in that a small state would not be a big target, but nobody would be able to nuke New Hampshire without also nuking the United States and Canada, who would probably take that as an insult of some sort.
I hope.
Presuming the United States continues to exist.
Right. And the author here continues, this could be the beginning of something that finally makes us happy. His, you know, apparent opinion is that all of this divisiveness makes people unhappy, which I agree with.
And it's almost a no-brainer to me that it won't make all of us happy. But if one state ends up being a happy state, well, you know, we're 2% better off than we were before.
Agreed. Our current situation leaves us with a feeling of futility as the ground constantly changes beneath our feet. George W. Bush did not like the Kyoto Protocol and pulled us out. Barack Obama believes in climate change and supported the Paris Accord. Donald Trump does not and pulls us out.
Yeah.
Joe Biden will make us reverse course and support it again. The next Republican most likely will pull us back out again.
I'm going to go out on a limb and predict that Joe Biden will do no such thing, because Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is or what he's doing.
Regardless, the point is actually really good here that this guy's making. And, in fact, it reminds me of a point that was made by the state representative here in Keene, who started as a Democrat but became a Libertarian. He's 20 years old, turned 21 while he was in office. And he joined the Libertarian Party. This was at the same year when there were actually two others. There were two other young Republicans who flipped. Anyway, it was interesting hearing him explain why he became a libertarian as somebody who's coming from the left, because a lot of times you see, you know, former Republicans joining the libertarians. And this was one of the, it's very similar to one of the points he made, which is if you care about, like, helping people, right? Like, a lot of people on the left, they want to help people. They just erroneously believe that the government system is the way to help.
A legitimate way, right?
It's the way to help people. So, and the point that he was making was, well, when you rely on the government to help people, whatever we're talking about, whether it's welfare or, you know, saving the environment as some people want, etc., you're relying on this political football to stay in the hands of this one party forever. Mm-hmm. And of course, it never works out that way. It's always you know, something that people are fighting over, and there's always this switchback in the power. It goes up and it goes down, and you can never have consistency. Whereas with a privately funded organization, you can have consistency, and if you don't have it, you can fund a different organization.
Right? Yeah, and that's why they bothered to commandeer two parties instead of just commandeering one and having one party rule. Is the two party, the two sides of the two heads of the party snake give you a place to go back and forth without changing
anything. You've never really changed, yeah.
You know, whereas any party that will change anything, well, they're not part of the club, and they will, you know, in order to compete, they have to score 15% on a poll that doesn't even offer them as an option.
And of course, you can't hold any of these people to any of their promises, or even
can with a gun, but not by any other means.
Right. They're also, you know, not incentivized to do what they claim they're going to do. So if I contract with a company to provide a service of any kind and they do a bad job, right, I have some recourse. Right, I can choose not to do business with them again and find somebody who will provide the service at a better rate or whatever. With government, you don't have the choice. Ain't got no.
Yeah. Well, they're basically, a government is just a corporation, but it's the mother of all corporations in that it's the only corporation that can create corporations.
Right.
And it's also the only corporation that claims the ability to force you at gunpoint to buy a product that you don't want.
Or didn't ask for.
And it's the only corporation that answers only to itself.
That is a matter of fact. 855-450-3733. Are you tired of the United States? Do you want them to break up? More Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.